Thanks, and good morning. Sheriff's deputies arrested 18-year-old Fortuna resident Corey Weatherman Tuesday after he reportedly burglarized a vehicle, brandishing a knife at an employee in the Bear River Casino parking lot in Lolita. Weatherman led deputies on a high-speed pursuit from the casino, entering a housing area and into nearby vacant fields. He drove toward Singley Road and drove over the sidewalk several times, according to reports, proceeding to accelerate approximately 60 miles per hour on Singley Road before heading into Eel River Drive, with sparks flying from a damaged front passenger side tire. Weatherman led deputies to the Eel River, where his vehicle was abandoned on the river bar. Two women, who were passengers in the vehicle, denied any knowledge of a vehicle burglary. Deputies located Weatherman hiding behind the passenger side door with wet clothing as he had entered the Eel River in an attempt to escape. Weatherman was arrested, booked into jail on felony evasion and brandishing a weapon. Eureka police detectives arrested a Eureka woman in connection with the robbery of two Eureka businesses on Tuesday. The suspect, Judy Long, is suspected of burglarizing Bell Star on January 8th and Many Hands Gallery on January 11th. She is also a person of interest in a third robbery from December of last year. Detectives located Long in the 1000 block of 4th Street, and she was taken into custody without incident. She was booked into jail. Humboldt County is always looking for ways to draw visitors to the region in efforts to bolster the local economy. The Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau works to promote tourism and highlight everything that the county has to offer. Staff Administrator Megan Parfit explains that a large attraction for potential tourists are the county's numerous outdoor recreation opportunities.
I know what Humboldt County is. Humboldt County is a gorgeous place to come and do so many outdoor recreation that in the rest of California, you would have to travel so many different places to do it. And we have it all congregated here in Humboldt County.
Parfit added that another unique aspect of the county is the abundance of local businesses.
The stores are locally owned, and most of the time, the people who are in the stores are the ones that own them. You know, the tours that we offer here, the Humboldt Bay Oyster Tours, the Humboldt Beer Tours, the Redwood Adventures hiking tours, those are all locally owned and something that's unique to Humboldt County.
The Visitors Bureau provides a list of activities to do in the region at their website, www.redwoods.info. College of the Redwoods celebrates 50 years. Groundbreaking ceremonies took place on the Eureka campus back in September 19, 1965. The year before, voters of Humboldt County approved ballot measures to create the Redwoods Community College District. They issued a $3.6 million bond, and the first CR graduation took place at Humboldt State College's Sequoia Theater on June 11, 1966, when 17 students graduated. More KINS News after this.
FAFSA. It means free application for federal student aid. It's Cash for College. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on Cash for College events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for two-year, four-year tech or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeofdifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these Cash for College events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
The City of Blue Lake has signed a law enforcement contract with the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office has provided law enforcement for Blue Lake since their police department was disbanded in 2008. Service continued when the City of Blue Lake had contract negotiations, and the city was never left without protection. Contract will provide ongoing law enforcement services to the city and will last for a period of 3 years. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has noticed an increase in U.S. mail theft from roadside mailboxes. These thefts have occurred during the late night and early morning hours. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's assistance in identifying any suspects to help protect the community against crimes of identity theft. If you see someone tampering with a roadside mailbox, then please immediately contact the Sheriff's Office. The first fatality of the 2013-14 flu season occurred Monday in a Humboldt County hospital. A man in his 60s passed away from influenza-related complications. Lab results confirmed that it was the H1N1 influenza strain. Across the state, there have been 7 laboratory-confirmed flu deaths under the age of 65. This year's flu vaccine protects against H1N1 and H3N2. Public Health Director Susan Buckley said in a statement, "Getting vaccinated is the best way to reduce the chances that you will get the flu and spread it to others." With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.